When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Guys, hi. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Galentine's Day. What if you're a boy?
Valentine's Day.
Boys Day.
So happy Valentine's Day. Today we are going to be doing something quite different.
Have you got the Chanel earrings in?
Yeah, but not the ones you're having.
Stunning.
These are different ones. Do you like these ones though?
I do actually.
So today what we're doing is we're doing what we call a timeless episode. So send this to your friends if they're going through heartbreak, because that's what we're going to talk about today, heartbreak. Yeah. Now, when we first started out, this is actually what we used to do. We used to have a theme.
Each week. But it's only so long you can do that for.
And then it
kind of run out of themes.
Yeah, then it turned into a catch-up. But, you know, we're 3 years on, older, wiser.
Yeah.
So we thought we were going to redo the heartbreak episode. So here you guys are. This is the heartbreak episode. So we're not going to do our usual catch up. We are going to save that for the bonus episode.
Yeah, we've got a lot to catch up on.
A lot. But here we are today and we're talking about heartbreak. Right.
Right. So
we have all been there.
I have been there
many times.
And do you know what? I think heartbreak can fall into different categories. Like sometimes you're not actually heartbroken.
Yeah.
You're rejected.
Yeah.
Or you're, you know, and part of what we'll talk about today is working that out, I think. Because sometimes you're not actually heartbroken, but it gives you that heartbroken vibe. So what is that? What to you
is heartbreak?
Is heartbreak.
Yeah.
Have you ever been heartbroken?
No, I have. Yeah, I have. Like I said, we've literally all been there and we wanted to do this episode today because I feel like sometimes you need that pick me up. When you're going through this. And the thing is, you've got to be careful being a girl because some girls give you bad advice.
Yes. Yes.
So, you know, draw back a bit, sit down and listen to this because we've all been there or we've seen it happen. Some girls aren't out for your best interest and they might say to you, you need closure.
Yeah.
Send him a text. You need that closure. This is unfair. No, you don't need the closure. Stop sending the text.
Yeah.
And don't get all in your feels because it's Valentine's Day. Like, it's not a big deal. We're going to wake up tomorrow. We don't have to do it for another fucking year.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Me and James will be doing nothing. I will not be buying him a card.
I'm doing something very extravagant.
Wow. What are you doing?
I can't say.
Okay. I won't be buying him a card. I suggest he doesn't buy me one. I don't want some flowers. I'm not interested.
Oh, I love that. I love getting flowers and cards.
Do you? But that's your love language, isn't it?
Yeah,
gifts. It's not mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not bothered. We've got kids. We're busy. I'm at work till 8 o'clock that night. Like, it's just it's another day. And I'm in a really happy relationship. And to me, it's still another day. So don't get yourselves like, oh, it's Valentine's. If you choose to spend your day wallowing in the fact that you've not got a Valentine's, then you're the one to blame for it.
If you are seeing someone and they've not sent you flowers, I would be upset.
Yes.
Especially in the initial stage.
James sent me flowers before we'd even met.
Yeah. Like, they need Christina.
In the initial.
Completely disagree.
What?
My boyfriend... Tell a lie, he did last year because I made him. But before then, he would never even acknowledge
What about when
Valentine's
you were talking,
Day.
When you were just shagging at the beginning?
No, because we got we got together actually after Valentine's Day. It was just before lockdown.
Well, fair enough.
So no.
Do you not think? No, I disagree. I think you should be, even if they've sent them to 10 other girls that they're speaking to, you should get some form of indication.
Oh my god, you're not getting a blowjob if I'm not getting flowers. Yeah,
no, I agree.
No,
I agree.
Like, so, why are we doing the most for these men that can't even send a 50 quid into Flora Bouquet?
Yeah, it's the thought.
And by the way, that wouldn't be enough. And,
but it's the thought, you know, they need to do something. I completely agree. But if you are not with anyone, then flowers die anyway. So what was just bullshit? Handbags don't. I'm just not a big Valentine's person at all.
Right. So, Lauren,
yeah,
we're going to run through because we need to keep this quite like structured.
Right.
Like we said, we want you girls to get the most from
firstly,
this.
Answer my question. What is heartbreak to you?
Can't eat.
Or overeat.
Can't eat.
Okay.
Like everything, my body actually like shuts
like
down.
Vomits it out.
Yeah. Can't eat, can't sleep or want to sleep too much. Mm-hmm. Anxious. Just edgy, on edge.
And do you think heartbreak, do you think that heartbreak is always the same for everyone? Like, I think it's a very similar feeling though. It's that like checking your phone every 5 minutes. That's that for me, it's the constantly picking your phone up and looking at it.
Yeah, on edge.
On edge. It's the checking every form of social
in
media
the moment.
Erratically.
Yeah.
Constantly looking and checking.
No, I don't do that. I switch off.
I 100% do that. Like check
That's
their Instagram.
So toxic.
Check, oh my God, yeah. I think it's that where you literally feel sick
out
and when
of
you
control.
Wake up in the morning and you wake up and you're
another
fine
day.
Yes you're fine for a split second and then another day of hell.
When has your worst heartbreak been? Was it with Thea's dad?
Do you know what, this is something that I think everyone needs to assess, so we'll kind of jump a little bit here, but I think when you've split up with somebody or your situation's ended, you need to assess, right, what am I feeling right now? I think it's really important as a woman, as a man, to be able to assess your own feelings and know yourself. Like, I know why I do what I do because I've learned myself over the years. So, first of all, why are you feeling this way? So you need to, like, sit with yourself and be like, why do I feel like this? Is it because I've lost a really good man here and I've done something wrong? Is it because I've been rejected? So I've had two that really stick in my mind that were horrific.
Right.
One of them was when I split up with Thea's dad.
Yeah.
And she was only 6 weeks
old. It was the way that was done.
And that was sheer heartbreak. I have never felt pain like it.
Are you going to say what happened?
She was 6 weeks old and there was someone else.
Yeah.
That's enough to be
said.
Did
you see it coming?
No. It was like somebody just pulled the rug from under my feet.
I feel like you got very gaslit in that situation.
I did. I got very gaslit. And I just had a baby. It was horrific. And I was married and he was, at that moment in time, my everything. Really was. I saw this being forever. I wouldn't have got married otherwise.
Like on Instagram, she looked so happy.
We were. And it was.
Yeah, and then I was like,
bang.
I got a text off her and I was like, oh my, I loved that text that you sent.
Yeah, I think that's another thing. If you're in a, it depends what situation you're in. If you're in a situation where people need to be told, which I did, I sent a blanket text out to everyone like, we're not together. It was a bit like a publicity. Please respect my privacy.
But I like that though, like, because you don't want people gossiping
no,
about
this
your
is it, and I'll tell
heartbreak.
You when I'm ready. And that was horrific. That was probably 3 months. I moved in with my mum. When I found out, I remember I put Thea to bed. She was like six, was she maybe 8 weeks old? I can't remember. And I found out through someone
else.
And
it came out of nowhere.
Bang, I got 4 missed calls off a friend. And I was like, what the fuck, she keep ringing me for?
And you didn't suspect that he was seeing someone else?
No. I just had a baby. I was too focused on this baby. I mean, it wasn't great. When we split up, when we had the baby, it wasn't the partnership I expected, let's just say. So that wasn't ideal at the beginning. It wasn't ideal, but I didn't see that coming.
Right.
And it was literally, I remember sitting on the bathroom floor crying. My friend rang me and was like, I need to tell you something. I found this out. And she then rang my mum. My mum then rang me and was like, where are you? And I was like, on the bathroom floor. And I was like, I'm
what
fine.
What time was it?
About 8. I was like, I'm fine, leave me. And then I was sick. And then I smoked about 10 fags and was sick again. And then I sat on the bathroom floor. Oh,
Lauren.
And I remember rocking, right? And I was like, the fuck am I going to do? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Like, my marriage is over.
Like,
I've just
you felt
had a baby.
Like you weren't in your body.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then at 2 a.m, I rang my mum. I was like, you're going to have to come get me. So she came and got me, took me and the baby to her house. I lived there for about 4 months.
In your dressing
In my dressing gown. I didn't take my dressing gown off.
Luckily, you were on mat leave.
I was on mat leave, yeah.
But was that a good thing or was it a bad thing? I don't know.
Don't know. And I would wake up in the morning and, oh, it was just horrific. It was horrific. And I was so, now, can I just caveat that? Thank fuck that happened because we were not compatible.
No.
And I would not have had a great life now. But yeah, it was heartbreaking and it went on forever. But there was a mixture of like rejection in there and there was a mixture of my whole life that was ahead of me had now gone. And I was like, I hadn't planned
and I think
for
it's when you've been left for someone else, especially when you've just put your body through all that stuff. You probably full of hormones.
I hadn't planned for it to be that way. And
first
it was just
baby.
Like, that's my husband. And I remember I kept saying, he's my husband. He's my husband. Because I thought that that meant something. So that one was horrific in a way of actual pain. Like, wow, probably one of the worst times of my entire life. Then my second one was a different type of pain. And that was somebody that was a narcissist, which we've spoken about before. Mm. I wasn't madly in love with him. I wasn't.
Like, looking back, you've got the ick of him.
Yeah, I wasn't in love with him. I was in love with Thea's dad, without a doubt.
Yeah,
without
yeah,
a
yeah.
doubt. I was not in love with this man. But he, from day one, manipulated me. He was a narcissist.
You were always playing a game with him.
He made me feel not good enough.
Yeah.
He would comment about how good-looking his ex was. My confidence just slowly, over the 6 months, deteriorated. I started doing things that I would never have done because I thought that's what would impress him. I would hang around with people bleh, I would never hang around with now. Like, if I saw those people now and I wanted to be like them, so what I did was lowered myself.
Oh my goodness.
To be like these people because I thought that, because he made
cool.
me feel, one of them said something about she's posh. Now, I don't know, me. And I, so you can imagine, yes, you can imagine what we're doing there.
So imagine what they're like.
And what I did was thought to myself, I thought, must be less posh now. Must be less posh. Because I want to be cool. And I did things that I beat myself up about.
Like
I
what?
Changed, benders. I went on benders and stuff. I'm
oh,
not a
no.
bender girl. But he was into that. So I would like go out with him all night and stuff. And I just, like, right, I know this is really fucking weird, but I just remember he once...
Go on, Loz.
We're driving along and he put the window down. He threw his sandwich wrapper out the window.
That's fucking litter bugs.
Honestly.
Litter bugs.
And I remember.
Are the worst people,
and
aren't
I remember
they?
Being. But I couldn't say anything because then I'd be too posh. And probably a week later, I was probably like, meh, chuck that out the window. But I just started becoming more
you
like
started
him.
Fly tipping.
I started fly tipping. And my confidence just dropped and dropped and dropped. And I've mentioned it before. And if you do need more help on narcissists, because he was a narcissist, then have a little look at it. But it would be things like he would buy me jeans and then be like, I've bought you some jeans that to make your bum look bigger. Yeah, it was these. And then he'd say, you've got, an, you know, you look really good. You just need to go to the gym.
Oh,
and then it would be things like, oh, everyone fancied my ex. Everyone, God, everywhere we went, everyone was obsessed with it. And then once I remember his friend said I was good looking. I went, such and such said I was good looking. So I was trying to get a thing out of him. I was desperate to get this. And I went, he went, I've only seen you once. Or something really just,
so
it was just mean. And then like I'd wear something and he'd be like, oh, you wear it. Like, just, it was so mean.
Oh my God.
And he was in lockdown and I just, he was horrible. He was so mean to me. And my confidence just went lower. And he actually ended up leaving me. He was a drug addict, actually, to be honest. So he went on benders and I made him feel bad about himself because I was on benders. In fact, when I went to get my boobs done, he was horrible to me and I was recovering and I was in agony. And he went, oh, what are those dreads? Don't look at me. Don't let me see them. They're fucking hanging. I don't want to see that. We went to Mykonos on holiday. And he was horrible to me.
Why?
Absolutely
what did he
horrible.
Do?
I would get all dressed up, ready to go out, and he would just look me up and down and not say I look nice.
Were you on your own with him there?
Yeah, we would go to places and he would stare at other. It was just really, really horrible to me. One day I got steaming and had to put myself to bed, and he went back out and just left me being sick. Just, it was horrible, and my confidence was so low. And when we actually ended, he just ghosted me pretty much. And then
goodbye.
And then all of a sudden, my friend rang him and was like, "What's going on with Lauren? Like, what?" And he said, she's not my type, mate. I just don't fancy her. Now, this friend of mine was a guy.
They shouldn't repeat that and to you.
He's a guy. They don't have the same. And he said, no, he said to me, listen, Lauren, you need to move on from this. You're not his type. It doesn't fancy you. This is not coming back. And I remember running into Sophie, my friend, and sobbing hysterically. And I kept going, it hurts because it hurt that bad. And really? I can remember sobbing and being like, it's hurting me. And that's how bad it was. And that was and I wasn't in love with him, but that was a mind fuck. Mm-hmm. Absolute rejection, pain.
No way.
And then he carried it on for months afterwards, this narcissistic behaviour. And I think I had a trauma bond. I almost became addicted to the pain, which again, go on the narcissist episode if you want to know more about that. So yeah, I think when you are in a horrific position and you've broken up with someone, you need to work out and really sit with yourself for a minute and be like, why am I feeling what I'm feeling? Mm. Have I been rejected?
Yeah.
Because in that case, you can then deal with the rejection and deal with your mental side of the rejection. Am I just genuinely heartbroken? Have I been betrayed? Like, what is the reasons behind it so that you can then tackle them?
Yes.
Tell me, would you like to discuss your heartbreak?
I think that is a good point that you made of one bit of advice before I go into my heartbreak story is when you break up with someone or you get broken up with, say to your friends, we've broken up and I don't want to hear anything about him now. And if your friends go back to you and say, I saw Jada in the car with an...
No, we don't want to hear it.
And honestly, sending a text like what Lauren did, that I thought whoever gave you that advice, that was it your mum?
I think that was my own advice.
Was it? She sent this text and it was like, hey, I just thought I'd let you know, me and ex have split up. I'm just trying to get through it at the minute and please bear with me and I'll talk to you when I'm ready to. Something like that.
Because I knew it was going to start coming out.
You don't want people, you know when someone's ringing you to get the goss. A lot of people as well thrive off your misfortune and off drama. Mm. And you will be in the girls group chat when you've archived the pictures of you and Steve.
Which is normal.
But yeah, but I just feel like let's start respecting ourselves enough to be able to, in a group of people, go, please can we stop this conversation now? Because it's just low frequency chat and we don't need it.
I think at the beginning when you split up with somebody, though, you do obsess over it. And I think you're allowed that time.
No, I don't think you should, Lauren.
You have to process it. Otherwise, it's fake. If you just go, absolutely fine, not speaking about it again,
I think it's not going anywhere. Yeah, but I think if I do that, then I fake it till I make it.
And I get that, but for me...
And it's worked so well.
For me, I have to, process what's going on. I have to wallow for a little bit. I can't wallow and process. I start going on dates straight away. No, see, that wouldn't work for me, because if I went on a date straight away, I would wish I was with Steve, you know, and if the date wasn't good, it would then push me back to Steve. I think you have to have a little bit of time. However, I do completely agree with when you're at that right point. Shall we do tell us your heartbreak story, and then shall we do a timeline of what we think how your breakup should run?
I think as well, you've got to bear in mind what stage you're at in your life, because you were married, had a kid. It's very completely different to if you're in your 20s and being dicked around with someone.
And that happened to me. Yeah. And that's when you go on dates straight away.
Yeah, so that's when you go on dates straight away. 100%. But in your sense, there's a kid involved, and also there's an element of being embarrassed to tell people. That's the worst thing, is to say this hasn't worked out. Because you're a bit older, you
feel
committed.
A bit of a twat.
You just feel like a twat,
I agree. So there's two times, the time I spoke about on my Patreon when I found out that guy was cheating on me. And that was my first proper.
I feel like the first is often the worst, because you don't know that you're going to have about five more, hon.
Exactly.
And you'll be fine.
100%. And that first time, I remember just you said, I was crying in my kitchen, just chain smoking. Yeah. And my mum was like, can we stop this now? The house stinks. Actually, I'm opening a door. Change your dressing gown. And that was the first time when I lost loads of weight.
Yes.
And I just got really like, I think I was obsessing, like checking his WhatsApp and blah, blah, blah.
And do you not think you get addicted to that cycle? Like you keep checking it and then you get this like obsession.
Yeah, a bit. But then I thought this isn't like,
no,
this isn't very productive. So then I started realizing like, oh my God, he is not shit, when his friends started then trying to graft on me. Because I was thinking then, I mustn't have been that bad a girlfriend. Yeah. Don't worry, I didn't go there. It was very tempting, though. Then the second one was when me and Ed split up the first time. That was really bad.
Because you lived together.
We lived together.
You've been together for many years.
Yeah.
And I think that's more like mine of you had your future mapped out. Yeah. And I think that's a lot of it, isn't it?
But I still turned up for work every day, even if it wasn't very productive.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Like, I've managed staff before, and I know some girls will send a text, I'm really sorry I can't come in this week, I've split up with my boyfriend. No. Darling. That, like, and we're not talking about kids having to move house. Like, this is just, like, that is the worst thing you can do, because you're not looking after yourself then. No. You need to, honestly, I know you say you need to wallow, I think the total opposite.
I think it depends what stage you're in as
the
well.
The way I react to heartbreak, and it's worked, like I said, so far for me, is turn up for work, put your makeup on, do your hair, go to the gym at 6 a.m. Instead of lying in bed looking at the ceiling. Go and do all that shit. Get yourself on the apps, because I can promise you, he'll be on there too.
He
will not give a fuck. Get yourself on some dates. Like, honestly, just put yourself out there. Make plans for the future with your friends. Holidays, girls' trips. Start putting some money away. Like, you could go out every weekend getting pissed. I personally would rather say, instead of spending 200 quid on that weekend, put it away and save up for a girl's holiday. But I do think the best way for me to get over someone is getting under someone else.
So but what you have to be careful,
and I don't mean shagging, I mean dating. Thing is, like, don't get in your feels with someone straight away. You need numerous dates, don't you?
I think I completely agree with all that, and I would like to be like that.
Yeah.
But I do think in reality, it's not that easy sometimes to be like that.
Yeah.
I think it, so I'll say it from the point of view of maybe you're a bit older, you've been married, whatever, it's a bit more serious. I think the first thing that you do is you need a little bit of time to process. So you need to process what's happened here. Either he's cheated, you've cheated, no one's cheated, you've fallen out of love. It's processing, right, this has happened. Okay, so taking a bit of time to speak to your friends and process it. Then the second thing I think you need to work out is, what do you want this, where do you want this to go, right? Mm. Either you want him back, and that's a different podcast.
No, you can't.
But you don't know.
As soon as a man, right, if a guy splits up with you.
No, but he might not have done. This is just breakup. Who knows why it's broken up?
Yeah, or you've split up with him and you're ready for someone else. That is not a heartbreak.
No, but if it's broken up for a reason, and, you know, sometimes I think, like, it's not black and white. There can be grey areas where you've both fucked up a bit and, you know, like, you and Ed split up and got back together, didn't you? So for some reason, you need to decide, do you want this to work? Do you think it's got the legs to work genuinely?
No, because then you can't be longing for someone.
No, but you have to decide.
Yeah, but once someone switched off, Lauren, I honestly think for your own dignity, you can't fucking
message them. No, if you've been dumped, it's different. But if you've split up for the so many reasons why people don't work out, then you need to decide, can we give this another shot? And if you can, then you look at that route. And then if it's a case of, no, this is done.
I honestly think you need at least a year apart if you've got to that point where you've had to split up, though. So I think thinking back and thinking, oh, I want him back, is the worst thing you can do.
But once you've decided, right, that's it, we're done, we are completely over, you take that time to process it, and then there's certain things that you need to put in place. First of all, unfortunately, is absolute limited, if you've got children, to no contact.
Yeah.
That's the first thing. And I really think
there's no need for you to
there
speak.
There is no need. And every time, I also think blocking them, the reason I think that is, you're not checking your phone every 5 minutes because they can't
block
text you.
Block them.
Block them on WhatsApp, block them normally. And then
on
you actually can't. So there's nothing worse than doing this every 5 minutes. checking your phone. Is he text? I got so much relief in the past when I blocked people and then they're not going to text us if they can't. Did I want them to text? Fucking absolutely. I waited for that text.
I've got a question here for you, for both of you. Right. I'm going to do a little scenario, okay? My name is Sally. I'm 24. I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years and he has just blindsided me and split up with me. I know that he's on the apps. My friends have told me.
Yeah.
This is 2 or 3 weeks later. I'm absolutely devastated and I still want him back.
No.
There's all kinds of pictures of us on my Instagram, on holidays we went on weddings.
Cock blockers.
I look fantastic on them. What do I do?
This is so funny because a friend of mine rang me at the weekend with this exact dilemma. I'm on the apps.
Yeah.
The pictures are still there. How do I not? What the fuck? Delete the pictures. Archive. Gone. Bye. See you. Bye.
Archive. Yeah.
Gone.
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 So I was seeing a guy once.
Because otherwise you can't block him.
I was seeing a guy once and he still had pictures of him with his ex-girlfriend on his Instagram.
I've had it though where an ex has blocked me off, took me off all pictures. And it wasn't a bad split. It was quite a nice split and we were still friends.
And he got with someone else.
It did a bit because there wasn't load. And I did feel like, oh, you've made the effort there to go and take them off. And I know
there were girls,
and I know you don't really use your Facebook or whatever. It wasn't on Instagram. It was on Facebook. That's how long ago it was. And I just think, I don't know, I found it quite hurtful.
And this is the situation my friend's in because it's going to hurt the other party a lot. But at the same time,
It's cock blocking you. And like I just said, it would bother me if I started seeing a guy and there was pictures of him with his ex on his page.
Yeah, same. And I get it. And it would be great for us to be like, look, that was one part of their life. And maybe if they had a child together, that was a part of their life at the time. And I get that. But let's be real.
Yeah.
If James still had pictures of his ex,
people would find it weird.
It would be a bit weird, so I think it's time. So I think delete and move on.
And another thing, girls, posting your partner on Instagram. Right, me and Lauren have both got totally different views on this, but I just want to give you a warning, okay? I am a lot more cautious than Lauren. There's a lot of girls that aren't your friend.
Yeah.
They are not your friend. Girls are typically, especially in this country, it's a lot of competition and they are out to get you. So, for example, when I used to post Ed, I remember a few months after we split up, I clicked on his page. About half of the girls that used to be right up my arse, that I knew of, but not that well, had started following him. We don't want to be that girl, right? But also protect yourself. Mm-hmm. Don't post too early a picture of you and this guy. Don't post when he's bought you flowers or a handbag. Or when he's taken you out for dinner. Because everyone wants that. Just remember this. Yeah, you want to have, oh my God, I'm so grateful to it. But like, it doesn't need to go all over Instagram. Because I can promise you, like, there are people with the evil eye as well.
I agree with the evil eye. But at the same time, though, so what? Like, the girls can look if they want. And if we split up, they can go and have him because he's not mine anymore anyway. You know?
Yeah, but just, I don't know, if you didn't put him on there, would people even know about him? And
if me and James split up, he's gonna one of his friends said to him, if you split up alone, you're gonna clean up.
Oh my God, that's
joking,
awful.
Joking, because
but I just think just be careful. And then also, you don't want to get into that territory that we've just discussed where you have to have that decision of removing the pictures. Like, just make it easy.
No, I get that. I do get that. And I think certainly posting too soon. But then when, do you know, the difference with me is I'm such an open book and I have posted many boyfriends that I've then had to delete.
And you've still not learned.
And I've still not learned because I'm all right with it. Like, that's how my life has gone. I have made mistakes. I've been with people, I've been heartbroken. I've been with people that I should never have gone out with. But that's like my journey. I know that sounds really woke, but that is like how my life has gone.
Yeah.
And the reason I am who I am today is because I have dealt with all that shit. Because one thing I will say to you, if this is your first heartbreak, it's going to be one of the worst probably.
Yeah.
Because you can't imagine ever not feeling like this. When you've had a few, it gets easier. Because you know, as shit as it is, You've got to get your head down and get through it. And you know there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, if you're sat there now and you're listening to this and you're feeling all these feelings we've been talking about, do you think you're going to be the only person, the only woman in the whole entire universe that doesn't get over a heartbreak?
Yeah.
No. Are you, when people are 80, 90 on their deathbed, are they still crying over such and such at 22?
No.
No. Have they probably had about another four heartbreaks after that?
Yeah.
So you now, it might feel really shit and really hard, but you have to have the belief and the faith that this is going to pass.
But I do think you need to surround yourself with the right people. And like I said, be comfortable in saying in the girls' group chat when they say, oh, have you seen Steve's, like, Gidda's picture, or he's got any... Just say, we're not talking about him anymore, please.
Yeah, I do, like, think one of them, I did say...
You have to be so careful with girls.
I said to my friends, nothing. I couldn't. And what I actually did with the narcissistic one is I got them to literally, if they... followed them and all kept me. I said, like, unfollow. If you can't not tell me, unfollow them.
I don't mind
if you stay, but also you need to not tell me anything. And but at the same time, you can't just tell your friends not to do it.
It's
and
other
sit
people.
There on a burner yourself.
Yeah.
One of the main things, and I think when you're heartbroken, it's up to you how you deal with it and how long it lasts.
Do you have a burner?
Yeah.
I have never had a burner in my life. Do you have a burner?
What's that, a Finsta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, everyone's got
I don't still have. I don't still have it, but I have.
You have
had
to
one.
Not have. Like, why have we got a burner?
Mine's an old burner from when I was stalking an ex.
Yeah, mine was to do with stalking a guy. Yeah. But so there's a couple of things that I want to go back to. So one of them is Instagram post breakup.
Yeah.
So I think, like, not everyone will block someone. I get it. Like, I haven't blocked people in the past, and probably should have done. But
I'm not a blocker.
What I would say is, my advice to someone is, be careful afterwards. Don't overpost
what you're doing.
Oh, look at my life, I'm great, and this. Yeah. Because I find that it's very obvious. Sometimes I go on a girl's thing and I'm like, she's just broken up with someone.
You can tell.
Because you can tell. And it's like, it looks desperate.
Yes.
So I think being silent, if you want a reaction, if you still want this guy back or whatever, if you want a reaction, silence
because then
is
his
the
mind
reaction.
Will wander to where is Sally? She?
Yeah.
She's not posted that she's at the pub with her
so
friends.
So she must be with a man.
Yes. Yes, Christina.
And
let his mind piece the pieces.
And I think as well, going back to the age thing, and it's like, I don't want to sound patronising when I say this, because I'm sure there's a lot of younger girls listening to this, but as, like, we're in our mid-30s. Well, I am.
I am. Lauren's almost there.
And, like, yes, you're right. The first heartbreak is the worst. But when I hear someone say, oh, you know, my 22-year-old sister or whatever is, you know, she's split up with a boyfriend, she's devastated, my instant reaction is, that will be the best thing ever happened to her. Yeah.
But the thing is, she won't feel that.
I know. And it's so hard because you don't see it until you get older.
She won't see it. Like, look at me and Lauren now. We were both single mums written off. Like, babe, you're listening to this now. I'm telling you, you can have whatever you want.
Yeah.
It just feels like it's not close enough to touch.
But you have to trust
it.
I honestly have a big belief in, I don't know what I believe in. I believe in a universe, I don't know what I believe in, but I just think everything happens for a reason. Yeah. And I am such a strong believer of that.
Yeah.
And I'm proof of it, because when I look back at the narcissist, at his dad, there was loads of others, by the way, they're just the worst ones. And I've been cheated on loads when I've thought, this is the fucking pits. This is horrific. It's never been I've recovered.
I've
leveled up every single time. And now I'm with James. I'm in the most happy relationship I've ever been in. Now listen, touch wood.
It could happen to any of us.
It could happen to me. Me and James could split up. Touch wood.
And I've learned that. And it's when you least expect stuff. And that's why it hurts.
Mm. If it did happen, I would be devastated. But I'm old enough and grown enough to know that I'll be okay.
Yeah, something
else. Do you know what
else.
I mean? There's a reason.
Yeah.
And everyone is okay. I'll be okay eventually. And I just think sometimes you don't know what the plan is for you.
Girls, do you think there is any warning signs that you're going to get broken up with from what you've experienced?
Yes.
A lack of attention. Yeah. Like a slow decline of...
They switch off.
Not texting back the same, not being asked about you the same, not going... Just that kind of
And how
slow...
do you manage that?
So I always think, and this might be different for everyone, but my worst heartbreak has been with people who I've barely even knew. And that is because it's a rejection.
Yeah.
So people who have been in long-time relationships, if it's not worked out, we've split up. It's been fine because it's been mutual. It's been crap for a while. But it's the ones that you're first seeing, they're the worst.
It hurts. That's
the one that hurts most because it is a rejection.
Yeah, and you think it was going so good.
Yes. And what a you feel.
But there obviously are warning signs. I'm going to say something that I heard on another podcast. I think it was with Dolly Alderton and Caroline O'Donoghue.
Love her.
And this is a theory that I think stands. I think women are very, very good at being single and can be single. Men can't be single.
No. They will only leave you for someone else. Exactly. You do know that.
So they will go from... So if they are messaging someone else or someone else, they're heating up another
hob. On the burner.
That's when you know that thing... Yeah,
I agree.
And, you know, girls would be like... Oh, he's just left me for no reason.
No,
and
there's another girl.
And I'm like, no, he's with someone else.
He is with someone else.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
And yes, he is.
Yes,
men will never.
Even if it's only a texting relationship, someone
or a girl he's met at work that he's got right. She's next.
Someone is lined up. I completely.
Whereas women, if a relationship wasn't right, they'd go
be on my own.
I'm not right. I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to be on my own for a bit. Yeah. Whereas a man would look at that and go, must find other woman.
Do you know, I was a bit like that, though, until recently. I was very much like, I would stay with someone even when things weren't going well because I was scared to be on my own. So I would let them treat me like shit because I just didn't want to go. And then
let them leave you.
They would leave me. So I think one bit of advice I've got is if it's not going right, get out.
Narcissists, and we are going to do a whole separate episode on narcissists because it's not just men, it's women as well.
Yeah,
100%.
But the thing is, if you are in an abusive or a narcissistic relationship, right, you have to let them feel like they've left you. So Lauren and I have been working with a domestic abuse charity, and we had a call with them the other day, and this blew my mind, right? Did you know now, it was something like 80% of like abuse, don't quote me on this, but is via a Ring doorbell cameras.
What?
Men controlling women on Ring doorbell cameras.
Knowing where they are and
knowing
stuff.
Where they are, what time they've got home at, who they've been with, when they're away. Mm. Because think about it.
Yeah.
10 years ago, we didn't have fucking Find My iPhone. Yeah. We didn't have Ring doorbell cameras. We didn't have car trackers. And now technology is
allowing
actually,
us to.
And do you know when she said that, I thought, shit, loads of my friends before have been like, and he saw me on the Ring at this time, because it flashes up on your phone.
Yeah. It's another way of
then
control.
There's financial abuse whereby they will limit what money you're allowed and what they give you.
Coming out of a relationship like that is very different to normal relationship. Yeah. Rejection for me is one of my worst, kills me. Yeah, trigger. So if I've been seeing someone, like you've just said, Christina, even if I've been on a few dates and they don't want to, I am devastated because why me? What? Who? And then I look at who they end up with and I'm like, why is she better than me?
Yeah.
So if that's the case and if it's a rejection thing, then you need to do a lot of work on yourself.
You know why that is with you? Because it's the same with me.
Dads.
Because our dads died,
Do you think?
Yeah.
So you've been rejected by a man before?
Well, yeah, I think it's just like someone, you just the fear of losing someone.
Do you think?
Yeah.
So
I
there's
think
always.
That's what it is. I think it does, yeah.
It does weird shit. Because I've got a horrific. I once met a guy, a young lad from Leeds, mentioned it before, and he pied me and unfollowed me, and I cried my eyes out all night.
Yeah.
Over this, that's how fucked I, over this random guy that I'd been texting for a few days. He unfollowed me on Instagram.
Had you even met him?
Yeah, and on a night out, that's it. Honestly, and I cried my eyes out. I rang my friend saying, I'm so fucking ugly, he won't even follow me. He won't follow me anymore.
They are 100% the worst ones.
And I think that, so if it's that, then you need to deal with a lot of issues.
Yeah, 100%. Basically. But also what I would say, and this is very, very black and white and quite harsh, but it was the best advice I had from someone, and it was from a guy. So I had someone who just had been seeing for a couple of months. I was obsessed with him. Yeah. And then he just ghosted me and then found out he was seeing someone else, obviously. And I would just be like, oh my God, is he going to text? And I'd still try and text him and I'd still want his attention.
Yes,
and I'd rang him by mistake.
Validation.
Or constant, texting by mistake. Just like, I just
trying to beg
him back.
The attention.
And I was like making excuses like, oh yeah, maybe he's just busy. And this,
I've done that.
My guy friend just grabbed me. I was on a night out, I remember, and he grabbed me and he was like, he does not give a fuck about
yeah,
you.
It's true.
He does not like you. He does not give a fuck about you. And I was just like, it was so harsh. But looking back, it's like, men aren't that complicated. No. There's no hidden signals.
There's no secret.
They're not into you.
If you send him excuse messages in a hope for, do you know what I used to do? I've told you this before. I changed my WhatsApp picture to pictures of when I was pregnant because I thought it might just trigger in him.
Yeah.
That's how devastating.
I
thought it might just trigger something in him that remembered how much he loved me when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
And the truth was, he didn't give a fuck.
Wouldn't have even been checking you
WhatsApp.
He didn't
give a fuck. And all he did is think, God, she's still changing a WhatsApp picture every 5 minutes.
Yeah, she's not okay.
Don't do it. Yeah. Don't post the quotes because all it looks like is you are arse.
How hard is it though when, because this has happened to me numerous times, when they leave you for someone who is the total
opposite.
Oh, that happens to me all the time.
Oh my God, can I tell you what I do in that circumstance?
Turn into the other girl. No, you don't.
Not anymore. This is stuff I've done in the past. Lauren. Yes, absolutely. If she had short hair, my hair's getting flung into barbers. Short back and side, yes, please. Like, I would turn into that girl the way she dressed because in my mind, I would think, well, she must be better than me, so I need to be more like
But this
her.
Is how wild men are, that they can just change their type. Yeah, like, what? Yeah. Like,
but it's what we do. And I think a lot of growth that I've had has been around learning that if I'm not good enough for that person, that doesn't mean I'm not good, or if I'm not right for that person. And the way I spin it on its head is I think about the men that I've rejected.
Mm.
There's nothing wrong with them, some of them. Just wasn't interested. And when they texted me by mistake, or they said I've...
It'd give you the ick.
That's exactly what you have to think. If this was the other way around,
it would give
how
me the ick.
Oh,
yeah.
My
He's
God.
He's fucking changed his WhatsApp picture to our date night.
Disgusting.
Flip it round,
I was seeing this guy, and literally, I was met him on Hinge. It was just like a bit of fun kind of thing. Yeah. But would talk to him when I need, like,
when
I was being
to.
The narcissist.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I would talk to him when I wanted to. And then all of a sudden, met this other guy. Who
Not
was,
interested
yeah,
then.
Goodbye. So I just started, like, you know, replying to 1 in 3 texts.
Yeah,
then it went to 1 in 5.
Yeah. Sorry,
then it was the good old fizzle, then AWOL. That's what we call it. Yeah, Homer Simpson going into the bush. So then, are you ready? He drunk called me one night.
Oh, no.
And I was like, with this other guy. And I was like, oh, my God. And he left me a voicemail.
No. See, and you have to spin it round. So the behavior.
Imagine how he felt the next day.
You think that he's not realising what you're doing. Oh, he is.
Yeah. We
don't do that. So back to what we do. We remove them from all social media. I'll tell you another reason why we do this. Subconsciously, when you post that selfie,
you're posting it
for him. When you look amazing, you want to go out with your mates, it's to get a dressed up picture to put on Instagram for him. Mm. So once he is removed from all of your socials, you can no longer, without realizing, do things for him. I've done it where I've got dressed up, put a picture up, and I've waited. Is he going to like it? Is he going to like
didn't
it?
Didn't you do that one time where you didn't even go on
a
night
out? Just dressed up and took a picture. My friend Joanne was out and I made her send me a bottle of wine.
A picture of a bottle of wine.
It worked. But and I'd put a bomb selfie up and I'd wait as he viewed it. And when he'd viewed it and not reacted, my heart would break.
Yeah,
so
it's horrible.
You have to
get
stop
rid.
Any
do a clear
of that,
out.
A clear out. So that you when you post it on social media, it's for genuine reasons. You can't do it. You're not putting Jim knew me back at the gym so that he thinks, oh, she started the gym again. I must get her back.
What?
No, it doesn't work. So once you've cleared that aura, then you've messaged your friends. I don't want to talk about him anymore.
And just get rid of him. Get rid of his number. Goodbye.
Clear that
see
aura.
You.
Yeah.
The little give him all of his shit back straight away.
So there's no,
like,
don't
there's
keep
no,
something.
I left a hair clip in your bathroom.
Oh, I've done that as well. Yes, 100% have done that. And I've like, oh, you left your hoodie around here.
Yeah.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Like,
and then you get
there's
yourself
a
fully
used
dressed
tissue
up.
Of yours here.
Yeah. Literally. You would literally
before
do
I
it.
Use it to cast a spell on you, would you?
But it's so true, isn't it? Remove the friends. If you need to remove the friends,
remove the friends.
Whatever's going to make you do things, that's going to, like I said to you before, you decide how long this goes on for. poor girl. Like, you want to drag this out over a month, 2 months of heartbreak, then do all this weird
and also,
shit.
Do and you know what drag. You need your own, like, sponsor in this situation. So you need to nominate a friend.
Yeah.
Usually, it's quite good having a friend that is in a very sound, stable relationship, because that usually means they have no ulterior motives.
They don't just want to get you out because they want to go out that night.
Exactly. They have no ulterior motives. And I always think, only take advice off happy people, like genuinely happy people. So have a friend and just say to her, right, you are my plan A, right, at the minute. And like Lauren said, those times when you want to drunk ring him in the taxi with your kebab, ring your friend.
She's
the one that's going to say, calm down.
Remember why we're doing this. Remember what he's going to think. So that is really, really important. And making that decision that you are going to get rid of everything, because you can drag this on for a long time if you want. If you want to feel like this for 2 months, you can. Keep going on his Instagram. Keep posting the pictures up, down, up,
it's
down.
It's not conducive to anything.
No. So if you want this to end quickly,
then
this is what you need to do.
Okay, guys, so we are running an absolutely amazing giveaway on our Instagram. If you head over to our Instagram, you can win some very, very good stuff over there. We have got a couples sex toy kit from Love Honey. I've had a look at this and I might be ordering
it. Yeah, some of it you don't need a couple for.
We have also got our favourite LED mask with some hydrogel sheet masks. So in total, it's worth a good few hundred quid.
Oh my God, it's literally worth about £400.
Amazing.
Amazing.
So head over to our Instagram at NipTuckPod and all the details of how to enter are on there. Okay, guys, we're going to go into a break now, but when we're back, we're going to be listening to your questions.
For me to get married again, they have to tick the right boxes.
Yeah.
Because I'm just sick of these Klingons who turn into Mr. Prices. I just want to meet someone who wants me for me.
Mm.
But yeah, I would get married. I can't wait. We should reorganise it.
This is The Katie Price Show, a podcast all about me and my life. Alongside
me, Kate's sister, Sophie.
Me and Soph, we're so close. But you would not think we are from the same family. I mean, if you could see Soph now, she dresses like...
Go on.
Completely
a librarian.
But this would make me puke.
Oh, no, what?
Bad breath, and if they get white bits at the side of their mouth.
I think it's pretty obvious he's gone off it.
It seems like he's probably having an affair.
Hey.
Anyway, I am a nice person. So come on, give it a listen. Just search for The Katie Price Show. New episodes out every Thursday.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, guys, over on the Patreon, you've heard us talking. What is this? Patreon? What is this
shit?
What
is this?
Guys, you need it. Basically, you will get an extra episode a week over on there. This episode is what we call the bonus episode. Yep. So we're going to do our weekly catch-up on our Patreon this week. There's loads of stuff. You can watch our live show that we did. If you sign up now, I've had loads of people asking this question. Can you listen to previous weeks?
Yes
you can. They're all on there. All episodes on our Patreon are totally ad-free. Oh, my God. Guys, the group chat.
We've got a group chat.
It's so good.
Yeah, there's just advice, chatting. We're always in there, aren't we? It's really good. It's like a group of people that are similar-minded. Exactly. So it's really nice.
Exactly. So if you head over to our Instagram, at KnitTuckPod, you can see how to sign up to our Patreon off the link in our bio. Thanks, guys. So, questions.
Here we are. Okay, so. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. Do you want to read them out?
Yeah. Listener question. So, 13 years and 2 children, and he told me on Christmas Day he doesn't know if he wants to be with me anymore.
What a dick.
5 weeks later, and I'm still getting mixed messages from him. I feel like I'm the only one fighting for what we have. I've been with him since I was 18. My whole world revolves around him and the children, and now my life's been turned upside down. He's not saying what I need to hear. Do I keep fighting, or do I accept it's over?
He's found someone else.
He's meeting, speaking to someone else.
I know, and I feel really bad, because... I don't think we've been quite harsh, yeah. Right? But actually, yeah, he's probably with someone else.
Potentially, is.
And to do it to you on Christmas Day when you've got kids, yeah, is vile.
Yeah.
So we need to, right, okay. My first thing that I would say is go and see a solicitor, totally off the record, and get some legal advice, because what we call this moment is fight or flight.
Yes, I agree.
And especially being a mum, unfortunately, you've got no time to wallow.
No.
You have to go into fighting mode. So the way in which he's done that, whatever, yep, there's feelings involved. First and foremost, though, you've got to put yourself and the kids first.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying go and see a solicitor and just have an off-the-record chat. Right, where do I stand,
yep,
kind of thing? And how do I play it?
Yep.
Because I've got some friends who have literally, like, gone through this, found out their husband is shagging someone else, what have you, packed their bags, gone to their mum's house. By the time they get back, he's changed the keys on the house, wow, and they can't get back in again.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you don't know. You don't think that these people will react that way because you've loved them all for these years, but you also probably didn't think that on Christmas Day he would come out with that,
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know him.
Exactly.
He's changed.
So, yeah.
Find out where you stand, because I think the problem 100%. That we have, and a lot of men get away with what they get away with, because we settle down and we make a life with them, and then the thought of what the fuck are we going to do when we split up makes people
scary.
It's scary. It's like, right, okay, so I have to pay the bills on my own if you're half in them,
oh,
or whatever.
God.
It's, I have to get another home. I have to get a home
and
that
the
fits
kids
the children.
Usually,
I'm going to have
you
to share
the school
children.
Runs.
I'm,
yeah,
going to have to start. And that fear often puts people off leaving, and they stay. And then the problem is, this situation, staying in this situation and not dealing with it, is slowly going to do
kill
what it did
you.
To me.
Yeah.
And it will drop your, you'll be depressed, you'll lose your self-esteem, because you're begging someone to be with you who doesn't want to,
yeah,
be. You're trying all these things and, you know, you might be trying to spice it up and it's not working. Or, and all that will do over time is destroy your soul.
100%.
Like, literally. So he said that to you. If he had sat down with you and said, these are the things that I'm not happy with, can we work on it?
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like
there's
that.
There's no warning. There's,
it sounds like he's just like, don't think I want to be with you. Well, I don't want to fucking be with you anymore, Steve.
Yeah.
So you need to work out your plan of action.
Yeah,
now,
what's
like
your
Ashley
plan?
Said, what's,
yeah,
your plan?
Am I buying you out of the house?
Yeah. And what you need to do is you need to start now.
Yeah.
Processing this and getting used to it.
Get
your ducks in a line, get in a row, yeah.
That is a very good...
Start processing it, right? It's over,
so,
but it's going to be okay.
I'll tell you a story about one of my friends has found out that her husband is having sex with prostitutes.
Okay.
And she found messages on his phone, and the worst part of it is that he was doing it in the family home.
Wow.
But... do you know what she's done?
What?
Getting her ducks in a row.
Yeah.
Collecting
the
evidence.
Yeah.
Getting everything together, going to get advice. So what you learn, especially as you get older, if that was me 10 years ago, I'd flip off the handle. Like,
yeah,
like I said before, pack my kids and my bag,
yeah,
and get out.
Go to my mum's.
Don't give the game away.
Yeah.
Like, and that is another thing as well. When you feel like, is someone cheating on me? Collect all the evidence,
yeah,
to present
them,
to them.
Don't let them know, and they will start to slip.
Yeah.
They'll get sloppy.
Exactly. Collect all the evidence before, you know.
Because the thing is, it is devastating. It is heartbreak. It is, you know, a real thing. However, when you are old and you have children, it's not just the heartbreak.
It's the kids and the stability.
And it's the stability. Yeah. So unfortunately, you haven't got time to think of your emotions.
No.
Because your emotions are going to be in an even worse place if you don't sort your shit out.
They're secondary.
They're secondary, yeah. So you've got to get yourself in the right position.
As well, is never ever confront a man over the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it's hard to like save it and flip on someone. That's like when they're on a boys' trip. If they don't ring you back that day, don't have a go at them that night.
No.
Wait till they get back.
Yeah.
And then say to them, boom.
Yeah.
Like, it's not worth having it's not worth having that emotional fit
for it to be wasted.
Yeah, but
so I think she needs to move on. I think it's done, and I that sounds absolutely awful.
It is.
But if it's done, you will get through this quicker by acting now rather than trying to save something.
This is a good question, Lauren. When do you think it's time to finally start talking to and meeting new people after a breakup?
So I was doing a client the other day and we were chatting and she split with a partner and he'd been a little bit put her down a little bit. So she'd gone on a date to make herself feel better and it made her feel 100 times worse. And I explained, so the way I looked at it was this with her. Right, you've gone on a date with someone that you've never met before, you don't know, yet you expect it to be as comfortable and as nice as someone that you had a relationship with for 2 years. Mm. It's not going to be. What did you expect to happen? Like, you've never met them before, you don't know if they're right for you, it's a bit awkward. How is that going to be? Because she basically was then comparing it to her ex, saying, I miss him. I said, you were with that man for a couple of years and you really got on, you're not going to have that comfortable dinner the same. So sometimes I do think if you meet someone too soon,
out of your comfort zone sooner.
Need to be at a certain level.
No, but then I've got friends who don't get out of their comfort zone and then they're 2 years deep and they're in the fluffy socks. And
I think talking.
I think talk to people straight
talking,
away.
Chatting, yes. But if you end up meeting someone and he's just awful, this girl then was like, this is it, I'm fucked forever.
Well, then
now.
Meet another one.
Yeah, well, I know.
Christina, what were you going to say?
I disagree. I think being single is quite powerful.
Yeah, I love being single.
And you do manage to just...
Do you?
Do you. And also, you have to... You know what it is? It has to be the right person. You have to fancy him.
But you can't pick that straight. You don't know.
You can't... Yeah, I know. But sometimes you just get a bit of a feeling. Like, when you're on the apps, mm-hmm. you knew the ones that you liked. And the
You've never
you
been
didn't.
On the app?
No, I haven't.
You've never been on the app?
She was on Raya.
I was on Raya for a couple of months. I didn't meet anyone. I met James. I didn't meet anyone off Raya.
I've been fully on the apps. I've been on Tinder. I've been on Hinge. Hinge is definitely better than Tinder, in my opinion, on the caliber of men. Tinder was a bit shaggy for me, and I'm not a shagger.
Very catfishy as well, Tinder.
Yeah, and just a bit weird vibes. Raya is good if you can get on there, but at the same time, it's very...
It's niche.
Up their arse.
I found it to be a lot of men that probably weren't as wealthy as they were pretending to be because they thought that women were on there were looking for money.
Yeah.
It wasn't for me. There's a few minor celebrities on there. Yeah. But...
Which one did you go on?
Tinder and Bumble.
Bumble's the one where girls have to...
Which I fucking hated. Do you know what? I used to just not... So you'd have to message someone back within 24 hours or then you lose them. And I just would never message them back. And then some of the men used to track me down on Instagram and go into my DMs and say, "Oh, only a couple of hours left to message me." And I'm like, "Well, I'm definitely not going to message you now, you freak."
Do you know what? One of my friends is on one that is meant to be really good, but you have to pay quite a bit for it.
I wouldn't mind paying, though, if it was premium.
It's called Luxy.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
She's on that and wait, let me see how they...
You pay extra for the premium cock.
Well, it supposedly is like...
But
yeah.
Do you know what? This sounds so bad. It would put me off the fact that the guys paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They want the premium puss.
So, Luxy is dating for high-end singles, which obviously all of us listening are. Yeah. Tick. Join the luxury dating site for free now. Meet rich, successful, and attractive millionaires.
I think you're going to get bellends on
that. Millionaire dating!
Do you know what we should do?
We should have a look at the people
that are on
that.
We should create a... fake account and have a look. And then
let's have
back.
A look.
Don't
yeah.
do it now. Oh, wait, let's report back.
Christina on Trustpilot, it's only got 3 stars out of 5. Wow. 2.5, in fact. So, yeah, guys, get in touch with us if you know any tips or tricks or hacks for dating apps, any good ones that you've, like, heard of and... Yeah.
Any good websites.
Exactly.
So we've got another question on here, which is closure really a thing?
No. I think a lot of girls get caught up with
closure,
asking for the closure.
Closure needs to come from yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes closure is just you saying, that happened, it is what it is.
But closed.
Close the book.
Yeah.
You can, if you message someone and ask for closure, it's never going to be the, it's never going to fit what you want. So like when I split with Thea's dad, I would say like, I'd want that fine, I'd think, right, I'm going to send that final message. And it was never the final message I sent, and it was a paragraph. And I'd be like, right, and that'd be it. That's the closure. I just need to send this one last text and then I'm done. And it would never be that. I got the closure when I realised that that was over.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I made the closure.
But there is never closure. And also, like, don't kid yourselves that you are going to get a man that actually wants to talk about his feelings and process the relationship. That will never happen. So no, closure's not a thing.
Closure's internal. Can I still find somebody who wants kids and marriage in my late 30s?
Of course you can.
That's when they do want kids and marriage. Everything's happening a little bit later now.
It is.
What I will say, they probably already are going to have kids. Probably. Let's be real.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to put up with it. It's well,
it is what it is.
It is what it is. You've got to do it. But I do think that you will find somebody, absolutely. And I do think, I keep saying the second wave, which is when everyone that got together when they were 16, 17, 18, 19, 28 to 25, and they were love's young dream, have now drifted apart and grown as people in different directions.
Yeah, yeah.
They've all split up.
Yeah.
And that's when you can do the mind sweeping, mid-30s.
And there's some good, people there.
I've got boys there, yeah.
Like Christina said, you really know what you want. Guys, also, don't be scared of this whole turning 30. Right, 30, yeah, it's a number. It's not a big fucking deal. And actually, I've had some of the best years of my life in my 30s. 100%.
You know
what you want more. You're more financially independent. You know when to spot the red flags.
No, I agree. I would say in my, probably from 31 when I got rid of the narc, I think from then, my life's gone onwards and upwards.
And can, as women, we stop making turning 30 such a thing?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
really.
And
do you see what I'm saying, Christina?
Yeah, because I'm so much happier in my 30s than I was in my 20s.
More secure.
So much happier. But I do think there is a thing of like, if I was ever single now, I'm like, where the hell would
I meet someone?
Because I don't go out.
Pubs.
Yeah, but I don't go
out.
Yeah,
this is the thing. You don't go out as much, though.
Well, you're one of my work's 20.
But I do. I think there's, you'll absolutely meet someone in your 30s. I don't think that's a problem at all. Don't think it makes any difference. And actually, you'll meet better quality and you won't settle for any less because you know now what you want and what you don't.
Lauren, I tell you what, in Patreon, I'm going to post my favourite breakup books. And like,
that's a good idea.
Good idea.
Because I've got a few and they're on Audible. So don't worry if you can't read like me. They're fantastic.
Do you know, I think the main thing with the breakups is dealing with your mental, your, how it's affected you and fixing yourself more.
Well, thank you guys, that was a heartbreak episode. I think we've got a lot more to talk about on that actually. And let us know,
I do.
Let us know if you liked these episodes.
Send them to your friends that are sad.
Yep. And send us in your online dating hacks, because they need to be shared, because like Christina said, people aren't really going out as much now. So where the fuck do you meet men?
I honestly think we need to do a guide of some form.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that'll definitely be really helpful to people.
Thank you, guys. And we will see you, if you're on Patreon, on Friday. If not, we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, girls and boys.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.